Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody. We're here live tonight. It's Thursday night. You know, video tonight. Been out. I'm going to tell you what I've been doing today. I think you're going to love it. All right, hang on a second. I'm going to tell you what I've been doing today, and supposed to happen a couple days ago, but then till today, it's really good news. So I'll share it with you in a little bit. Good to be with you tonight. Another live prophetic talk show Thursday night. We're going to be praying over offerings tonight. So if you want to give tonight, let me know. Three or four different ways you can give. If you want to give through your bank account into RCM bank account, the ministry, you use the phone number I'm going to give you here in this moment. Also, you do that with Cash App and Venmo. It's all the same phone number, 214-505-8719. 214-505-8719. Put that number in there, and it'll get you into that account if you want to give in it tonight. Also, you can give through PayPal. If you don't have that link, I'd be glad to get it to you, so let me know. And we can send it to you right here by text. Text me at 214-505-8719, and I'll be right back with you. Also, get your communion ready tonight. We're going to be taking communion tonight and talking about some very special things. So get ready. There is no live video tonight. I've been out, and I'll share with you what's been going on, and it's been really good. So we will talk about it. Be right back. All right, we are here. Thank you for being here tonight, and we are believing God to increase and multiply you and do good to you. All right, that's what we're believing God for. Okay, all right, hang on a second here. I keep getting these texts. Hang on a minute. I'm going to be right there in a minute. I guarantee it. Okay, people are giving, all kinds of things going on, but all at the same time, usually it's still the way it is. All right, I want to let you know, make sure and get your communion, all right? I'm going to mention it off and on, so you get it ready, whatever you have. If you have cornflakes and milk, if that's all you got, then use that. But do communion with us because it's part of the celebration of the wealth transfer and a lot of other things. So we're going to talk about that tonight and some of the things along with it, but it teaches some things that I've learned. And, get ready. All right, tonight we are here to really train our offerings, like I said. I've already given you offering information. If you need the information again, text me, let me know. We use Zelle, my phone number, Cash App, Venmo, and, of course, PayPal. So I know I've mentioned that already. I'm going to mention it again because people are asking me about it. So thank you for that. And we also have the app. I forgot to say the app. Oh, my gosh. We also have an app, a PayPal. It's a PayPal. It's actually not a PayPal. It's a Subsplash app. And you can give through that if you want. So, all right. Pretty cool. People are doing that right now. Thank you for that. Okay. Ready. All right, praise God. We are moving really far along, I'd say, on the wealth transfer gold and silver situation. No cloth yet. In cloth, but maybe that'll come in later on. I'm not sure exactly. But today, what happened today, the reason I don't have video today, because I have to set the video, the whole system every time because of the space that it takes. And so I set it up and tear it down every Thursday. So pray for us, right, that we'll get a studio or a room, even a small room somewhere besides the area that I'm having to do it, because it just doesn't work. But and if I could set it up and keep it set up, then I could do it, you know, every night, I think, just like I used to. So that's what we're believing God for. Got all the equipment, everything. We've had the equipment for a long time. But it's a matter of setting it up in a place where I can leave it set up. And like today, I could do that. Because the wonderful news is, y'all, I'm going to get pictures of all the I can't get pictures of all the coins, all the gold and silver. But literally, we got in. Today was the day. It's supposed to we've been getting them in a little here, a little there, and then we, you know, have a storage place to keep it safe. But today, you know, I had to go and look over and watch over the delivery of a whole bunch of coins, yeah, gold and silver, and you know, anyway, silver bars. You know, all kinds of stuff. And all for the body of Christ. Isn't that amazing? It's hard to believe that we're actually wrapping our brain around this. It's actually happening. But I'm gonna get some pictures. And, you know, it's just once it's stored up, then it's, you know, that's but I got some pictures today. But not enough. But anyway, I want to get you guys to get an image in your mind kind of what's going on so you can actually see what's happening. That this prophetic word that God gave us is literally happening, coming to pass in the most unique way, in the most unusual way, in my opinion, about a ministry or a church ministry or whatever you want to call it. It was a prophetic ministry, but we function like a shepherd to a certain degree, but a prophet shepherd, right? And so, you know, we teach and we prophesy and we talk and visit and counsel and that kind of thing. But for, you know, when God told me he was going to give, going to take the offerings of his people and take it and break it like bread and bless it and multiply it and then give back to them. I don't know what the exact amount is of all. It's not about that. It's the fact that it's going to be really amazing. And we don't have all the details of all that part of it yet. But friend, I mean, this bread, this seed, I count each, I'm thinking of each coin like a seed, like grain, you know. Like Joseph, because I keep thinking about it. It hit me one day when I was getting ready to do all this stuff and put it in storage and so it could be safe and sound and all that. You know, we're putting it in storage. Well, that's kind of what, you know, Joseph did. You know, in a sense, I go, oh my God, look at this, it's amazing. We're literally doing this for to save people during a 7-year drought. Or, you know, basically the Great Tribulation is going to be 7 years, right? Yeah, we're going to be here for that. So this wealth transfer has to do with providing for God's people like Joseph did, you know, really the whole world, but we're working on that. We're in phase one. This is phase one. Phase two and phase three, I'm not even going to begin to go there right now because Barry, y'all just now finding out that phase one really is real. And it's not just some little thing Brother Chandler's playing of, you know, trying to get people to, you know, like him. And, you know, you guys aren't like that anyway, but because all the people that have been faithful to PGN have been faithful to PGN before any of this came about, right? That's the beauty of the whole thing and shows me the purity of the whole thing. So ain't nobody can say, so-and-so got into that because he's going to get some money back. Now, can't accuse us of that. Can't accuse our people of that at all, right? Because that was already going on. And to those who've already been faithful are the ones who, you know, were the ones who are going to get it, not new people coming in. New people, I mean, the second stage can bless new people, but we're not interested in the second stage right now. We're in the stage one. is going to propel into stage level two. And anyway, it's going to really be cool. But in the same sense, it's like, because we talk about the Great Tribulation, right? 7 years of Great Tribulation. And when we enter into that exactly, we don't know exactly. I don't have an exact date or anything on that, yeah, because I don't know. But hang on a second. So in a sense, we're seeing the fulfillment of a Joseph-type situation where God is using, you know, a leader to preserve his people. You know, he preserved his own family. You know, the Jews, the Israelites, the Jews, and also the Egyptians. You know, because God so loved the world that he gave his, you know, life for everybody. So, you know, and when I tell you what phase two and phase three are, I think you're going to love it. I know you're going to love it. But let's just soak in phase one right now, okay? That's what I've been doing. I've been soaking it in. Literally, when I saw this, I mean, there was so much weight, the weight of God's glory on these coins, man. I mean, these suckers are like, you know, pure silver, pure gold. Not every gold coin is pure gold, but it's pure gold, like 0.999%, you know, pure gold, more silver than anything. But that seems to be the thing right now. Anyway, I don't want to get all the details right now, but the weight of it, I mean, it's like when I went to, you know, go to the pickup and have them, you know, do the thing to store it and all that kind of thing, to see it. It was supposed to be in, a couple of days ago, and this happened and that happened and, you know, stuff goes. So of all days, it happened today, you know, for the most part, the large part of it, the major large part of it. Actually got delivered today. And so, hang on a second. So I'm spending my day, literally my day, crazy and, you know, not, you know, people, some of the business people. And anyway, so it all worked out really good. I know we've talked about this for a long time, and I've told you this is going to happen. But for it to actually happen, it's shocking to me. I mean, it's like literally shocking. You should have seen the day that the transaction was made in my heart. If I could have showed you my heart the day the transaction was finally made, you know, and or most of it, 90% of it, it was like a massive, for me, you know, not for some rich person, but for me, it was for us little folks, it was like a massive amount. Like, I'm like going, ka-ching, oh my God, there it goes, out into the, you know, the ground. And so I consider each coin, like, I don't want to tell you all the details of all the different coins, but and all the different investment, but not investment, but the assets and whatever you call it. I don't even know the official name of what you're going to call it, but we put it on the books, it'll be done right, but I'm just kind of flopping around here right now, just trying to tell you all about it. But each coin, and there are 100 coins. Hundreds? Am I saying that right? A lot. Little ones, big ones, medium-sized ones. I mean, it's just hard to believe. If I sound a little crazy tonight, it's because I am. I'm like, I'm so happy. I'm so, you know, getting happy about this. It's just mind-boggling. So I count each, like Joseph stored up grain, right? That's what Joseph did. And so, and yet what we've done is like each little coin, like I said, had bunches of them, bunches and bunches of them. And the little ones, big ones, medium-sized ones, you know, all kinds. And I count them like seeds, like they're all like grain. But here's the thing, and that God has shown me, and then we talked about this before, but as the market does its thing, these coins, this gold and silver, and of course we have an account, as you guys know, I told you we have an account right now. We've had one for, I think, a month or so, 2 months, with Texas Bullion Depository, RCM has an account with Texas Bullion Depository, as I've talked to you about before. I can't tell you everything about it because it'd be confusing. But anyway, so They extort for you, and then eventually they don't have it right now. Eventually they have like a debit card and that kind of thing. So that when the system, as they say themselves, that when the system tries to take over and take us down and make us bow down to them, that we're going to have this system. This is the Texas system. Literally, they've just, like they say, they haven't even, this is so new. This is so new. We've been talking about it for years. This is so new to them as far as them actually doing it, that they don't even have the debit card thing finished up yet, you know, as far as voting it in. They're in the process of doing it again right now. And it will get done because the people are going to absolutely demand it. In fact, Texas so fights the system that, you know, it's one of their things, like a crown of jewel on their head is like, we got our own system, because that's what they're born to do, right? Yeah. So it's really cool. And so I consider each coin a grain of, like Joseph kept grain. And at the same time, you know, they make bread out of that grain, right? So when Jesus took the bread that was made out of grain and he blessed it, gave it to the Father, gave thanks, he blessed it, broke it, and gave it out to the disciples. He gave it out to the disciples. He gave it. Y'all hear what I'm saying? He gave it. Not sold it, not made a deal. Well, if you give, I'll bless you with some bread. It was like, you know, like that's why this whole thing was set up to where people that were already giving, and I said this is only be with people at phase one is only be with people that already been giving, right? If you've been giving since then, you know, you can give or not give. It's up to you. I'm not trying to entice you to give. I'm just telling you that we didn't entice those people to give. So I can't say you sold us that bread, that grain, telling us if we gave that we'd be. No, you were already a part of it. So there's no motivation of mine. And now I see why God blinded me to the whole thing until, you know, years into it. Now I can see that. I didn't know exactly why. Now I can see because it kept everybody, you know, from – when you start talking money and lots of money, you know, at least in my book, lots of money, it can mess with you. So guess what? God slipped it in on us, had people giving and helping us just because they love PGN and love the prophetic and love what we're doing. And then over the years, just doing it freely on their own. And then one day an announcement comes from God. I was at the gym when it happened. The Lord says, Randy. No, not really like that, but I got to do the little thing, right? Randy, you shall take the seed of the people that have been giving over the last several years, and I want you to take it, and we're going to use the market mantle to multiply it, increase it, and bless the people. That's not how it happened exactly, but that's how it was said to me. And I came in on the show. You remember that? I came in on the show, and I told you about it. Right? I was as shocked as anybody. They're probably like people who are going, oh, yeah, right. You're a false prophet. Some of those people, after that, the Trump thing, call me a false prophet anyway. And I don't think they believed it. I don't think they really believed it. But it's true. It is true. It's really true. And so all those people that did all that, you know, it's totally, there was no enticement. There was no nothing. It was just like that. And so I think God did that for that reason, so that people wouldn't feel like, the enemy wouldn't get in there and tell them, yeah, the only reason you did that is you can make some money off of it. You know, but you've already been doing it before you knew about it, right? So the devil on things, remember that. Remember to fight him with that. Yeah. Now, so, you know, so anyway, that bread that Jesus blessed and broke and gave it out to the disciples. He gave it to them. He didn't sell them. He didn't make a deal with them. He told the disciples, you know, I don't think he said, don't sell any of this. Make sure you don't take any offers. It's free. It's for the people. He blessed, broke it, gave it to the disciples, gave it to them, G-A-V-E, and then they gave it, G-A-V-E, not sell, not make a deal, not wheel and deal, not entice, gave it to the people. And when they gave it to the people, it increased and multiplied as they gave it away, as they blessed, you know. So that's why God says, you know, you already told me what we're going to do with it. So I just, all I can do is like, what could I say? You know, it's not my thing. It's his, right? And I just manage it. But if I don't manage it correctly, I'd be in trouble. And I don't want to get in trouble with God. And so all I did was say, okay, whatever you want to do, man, it's all, we can do it, you know.
And this is your stuff, so yeah, it's your money anyway. Yeah, so yeah, and I thought about this today. Remember we were thinking about getting that building out there that I liked really a lot, that big one, a really, really nice one. Y'all remember all that? Man, I'm so glad that God didn't let me do that, because you know what that would have done? That would have eaten up all that money. Now I can see why he didn't let me do it. Now I can see why he didn't let me do any building. I never put all that together until lately. I can see why he didn't let me get into spending money on that before the crash, or before the market begins to fall and doesn't recover. So now I can see that. You know, I hate to say I don't know everything, right? I don't hate saying that, but it's hard to say I don't know everything about what I'm doing. I just kind of do what he tells me to do the best I can. Right, so now I can see why we never got a building. You know, and believe me, I wanted the building bad, y'all. You know, right now I want a building. I mean, I got this little thing. I got to put up the studio stuff every week and tear it down afterwards because of the. It takes, you know, you just can't leave it standing up. It's too much. And so just trust me when I tell you, because I would leave it up there, believe me. So that's kind of bad on that. And so I can see now why we didn't get a building. Because you know why? All that money that now we did what God said with it, and with the market mantle calling or whatever you want to call it, we wouldn't have had that money. We would have been spending it on a building. That's what we would have been doing, right? Yeah, thinking we were just doing, yeah, Randy, go. Y'all been helping and doing, yeah. And so the Lord says, you know, and I go, next day, I was so glad I didn't push, because I could have pushed it just like Abraham and Sarah did. I could have pushed it. I don't know. I don't know what would have happened, but I could have, I think, maybe. Yeah, probably. But I didn't. Thank God. Thank God for his grace that I didn't step into that pile of horse manure, because that's what it would have been. It would have been an Ishmael, I think, big time. So thank God. Can y'all see how God guided us like that all the way? Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. It's amazing. And I can't take any credit whatsoever. I cannot take any credit whatsoever. Like, I really knew what I was doing. Man, I don't even really want, I wouldn't want to lie and say that anyway, but that's not what happened. I did not know. I literally didn't know. You know, God was just guiding me, and I didn't know it, you know. He didn't say, Randy, don't spend that money on the building, because, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, why don't I have a building? What's going on? Well, now I know, right? Thank God, now we know. Hallelujah. All right, give me a second here. I got some stuff happening. Thank you. All right. All right. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, and that's also why we don't have video tonight, because I have to set it up every time. And, because I have to set it up every time, and it's just a lot. I know it's hard to explain, but in the room that I use for different things, I can't do it. It just doesn't work. It takes up a lot of room. And anyway, so there you go. So each coin, if you will, is kind of like seed stored up for 7 years of tribulation. So when, you know, I don't know, I'm not saying exactly that particular time, but that's, you can see the picture of it, right? I hope y'all can see that. To me, it's pretty plain to see now that I'm starting to look at it. And I'm trying to explain it to you the best I can. Hopefully you can get a hold of it. So it's reserved for that, you know, that time, which is upon us. Which I know it's hard to believe, but it is upon us. You can tell, like I said last night, I've talked about this two or three times already, the reasons that I know that we are there, even more so now than ever, is because of my birthday is when Israel was hit. And, you know, so in my calling to Israel, as I've explained before. So I'm really just like starting to see the grace of God guiding me and not letting me make, you know, too many mistakes. I don't know if I made any mistakes or not. I didn't make the mistake with the building for sure. I don't know if we made any mistakes or not, but it's possible we made some. But 99%, I think, which is really, really, really good. I don't know if that's exactly right or not, but it's awesome, y'all. Absolutely awesome. And this is going to bless God's people. This is going to bless God's people. And then phase two and phase three, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, and now that phase one has literally, like I said, I literally picked up, went to the place and saw all the coins and saw all the boxes. And I'm talking about brand new, you know, I mean, it's just, I was just giggling and just looking like, you know, this stuff is like blowing my mind. It's blowing my mind. Blowing my mind. And then once the market does this thing, then these coins are going to be, you know, thank God are going to store it up in a place where somebody can't mess with them. But I mean, it's amazing that how the increase in multiplication, and it's for God's people, and it's by giving. God's people gave, you know, you gave it unto the Lord through PGN, specifically through PGN, and because you gave it PGN, you know, because PGN, Randy has that mantle that God just, I just tried my best to just do exactly what God says, you know, and we could have spent that money on a lot of things, y'all. Could have spent that money on a lot. I'm like a little tightwad. You know, I mean, I got people telling me, we need to buy them, we need to do that, and I'm like, I'm sorry, we're not going to do that. And I, you know how people are, you can spend money so quick, you know, you look back and you go, where did it all go? I don't know, but I know we needed it. Yeah, right. I don't think so. That's the way I look at it. Call me a tightwad if you want. I don't care. anyway, so, but each coin, friend, represents grain, and depending on how big the coin is, like you have, you know, smaller amount coins, and you have larger amount coins, like you have, you know, some dimes, quarters, half dollars, then you have, you know, all kinds of, you know, how can I say the coins that are, you know, 100% silver, 100% gold, and, you know, they're dollar coins, and then more. Like we have silver bars that are 10-ounce silver bars. 10-ounce, not 1-ounce, 10-ounce silver bars. I was looking at those. Oh, my God. It's really cool. It's really cool. I'm going to take the pictures that I got, and I told you I'm going to do the video thing, so I'm going to show you all literally so you can get an image in your mind. Remember we talked that one Wednesday about images and why we use video, why we want to use video, why we need to use video? Because we literally get an image in your mind of what's literally happening and what's literally going to happen in the future, right? Yeah, I wish I could have done this before, the images of the coin and all that. I didn't know exactly how we were going to be doing it, but, you know, Israel came out with gold and silver, literally, in cloth. And I wasn't sure whether we're going to have just buy stocks, buy, you know, coin. I wasn't sure exactly what we were going to do exactly. So I couldn't say. So anyway, so now we know. It's a done deal. And so and we may buy some more. I don't know what's going to happen exactly. We're just trying to use wisdom. We need cash to do things. So we're not, you know, emptying our bank accounts out completely. But we've you know, put, you know, good amount on, a good percent on, you know, and like I said, it's for the people. This is for the people. I did buy a little bit for myself, personally, just a little bit, just compared to what we got, a teeny weeny bit for myself, because I have, you know, my personal money. People have given me money over the years, and I, you know, I'm tightwad like that. I save money. I don't just spend money every time I think I need some. No way. And some of my friends, some of my close loved ones, they're like, man, you are a tightwad. I'm going like, you know what? It ain't about being a tightwad. It's about using wisdom. These people just spend like, why don't you save? You know, let's save up. Let's get ready for something. I don't know what we're saving it for. But, you know, what do we need all that stuff for? In this particular case, it was about preserving God's people during, you know, like Joseph did during 7 years of prosperity, 7 years of plenty, and 7 years of famine. right? In 7 years of 7 years. So I started thinking about this lately. How long is the tribulation going to last? The Great Tribulation. The Tribulation, Great Tribulation, whatever you want to call it, is going to last for about 7 years. The last 3.5 is going to be really great. Not so great, great. And so I've been prophesying this to you guys for a long time about Texas and this. And we are, you know, because we have obeyed God, it's not that we have billions of dollars and millions of dollars to buy gold and silver like China. To compare us to the global people and the world people, the rich people, it doesn't look like much of anything. But if you compare it to the widow's mite, where Jesus said, a little bit, that's your living. This what we have done with this, to buy this gold and silver, is our living, like the widow's mite. And God says, you're going to be blessed. So what did he tell about, talk about Jesus? Jesus talked about the widow, but the widow's mite, who gave two little mites. Now, we have more than two little mites, but compared to the wealthy. Hang on, I'll be right back. People, that's kind of what it's a good comparison. So don't get numbers in your mind, another numbers, all right? So here we are going like, okay, because we've obeyed God in doing this, the blessing of God, like Jesus took the woman who gave the two mites. He said, this woman has given more than the wealthy people. Her little bit was, compared to the wealthy, was, in Jesus' eyes, was more blessed. Because the percentage she was giving of her living, they were just giving out of their excess. Well, this that we've done is out of our living. It's out of our living. I think it's a proper way to say it. It may not be exact, but it's pretty. It gives you an example, an idea of what I'm talking about. In other words, most of it. So it's been a lot of fun. At the same time, I just wasn't sure I was going to make it. You know, as far as, you know, I mean, I went through so much stuff, y'all. Woo! And then fights, people, you know, fighting and people, you know, people attacking me and all kinds of things. They didn't have a clue what was going on, but, you know, and I wasn't going to say, I didn't want. Stop attacking me. I'm going through a lot right now. I couldn't do that. I said, let him attack, whatever. God will get me through this somehow or another. So he did. He brought me. And it was all training. Every bit of it was training. Amazing training. I've never been trained at this level before. So he breaks you down. It's like you go to the military. They break you down. They break you away from your mommy and your daddy and all your little toys. And they grow you up, man. They break you and make you. They break you to make you. And when they get through making you, you're remade. And that's what happened with me in this little session. It's about seven. I think it maybe, I don't know how many years it was when it all started. But I could say somewhere around 7 years. 7 years. And it accelerated. And boy, did it ever accelerate. Oh, my Lord and my God. Now, everybody's going through stuff, right? I'm talking about when God's training you for a special military thing he's going to have you do, if you will. You have to have special training. I don't know what level I'm at exactly. I don't know what you want to call this special training thing. I don't really know, but, either way, it's amazing. So, I want to get back to this. So we're going to watch the world basically run toward the one world system because it's going to flex its muscles, have the provision. They think they're going to cut us off, and then then the big battle is going to be because now we cut you off. What are you doing with all this food and this money? What are you doing with all this? So in that time of the season when. Because we did, simply because we obey God. It's not the amount of money that we have that we've invested in our you know, changed our assets, and I don't know what you want to call it. It's not that. as far as the amount. It's the widow's mite thing, the level, the measure that we did unto God, that God is going to so super aboundingly multiply and increase it, that this little bit, because we did it out of, you know, like the widow's mite, out of our living and giving it to God, that is going to be so blessed that the wealthy and the rich are going to let go. Man, how come God's blessing that little widow, that little person? What's going on with that? Because I don't know about y'all. I don't know how many people have ever done this before. It's not about me doing it. I didn't do this. But God told me to do it, and I'm doing it because he told me to do it. It's like Moses, you know, another minister, you know, ministers, men of God. They just do what God said. You just do what God said. You do what God says, you're going to be blessed. So it wasn't my idea. I'm not Mr. Wonderful. I'm not Mr. Nice Guy. I'm not anything. I'm just simply obeying God. And it makes me look good, but I'm really not. I mean, it's not nothing special going on over here. I'm just a regular dude who, you know, anyway. But when you obey God, God will take you, and he will bless you, and he will trust you with much more. When you, like this situation, what God was doing with me personally, he was seeing if I would do it. Like Abraham offering up Isaac. That's why I talk about that a lot. Oh, let's just see if Randy will do this. I don't think he's going to do it. Yeah, I don't know. I think he might have to do it. But it was a big thing for me, for us. You know, I didn't have to do this. This isn't something I had to do. That money belonged. I could have used that to pay myself, you know. I could pay myself a salary every week, every month. But, you know, God made it to where I didn't really need it. You know, the ministry paid for my gas and my food when I'm working. And so, you know, and paid for the studio and that kind of thing. I always paid for the studio and pays for that. So, you know, because we do, before we do our meetings and stuff and our services in our studio. But so anyway, where am I going with all this? I'm going lots of places, so you're going to have to hang on. I'm trying to put it in the nutshell version so you can grasp it, what's really going on. So your heart will be encouraged. You're not going to think, because what we've done here, what God has had asked me to do and tested me like Abraham with Isaac, will you offer that up to me, Randy? Now take it for yourself. Will you offer that up to me for my people? Will you do that for me? And because we did, by the grace of God, because we did it, it's done. Guess what? He's going like, I'm going to really bless you. You know, blessing me means, because I'm so knit to the ministry, this is what I was born to do. So I'm doing what I'm born to do, right? I'm not just doing it because I'm trying to build a ministry and build some. I'm born to do this. And it's part of Israel, part of a lot of things. So we are seeing this thing where, you know, God says, will he do it? You know, I'm asking you to do this. Will you offer it all up to me? Or, you know, the bulk of it, I'm going to let. Well, you know, I will. And, you know, it was very difficult because I didn't know the details. That was what was difficult about it, with the details. What specific thing do you want to do? You know, that was, you know, believe it or not, it was a major decision for me. So I finally did it, and God goes, well, now I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. What means I'm going to bless PGN, and I'm going to bless you personally. It's not about money. I don't really worry about money. I'm not really into, you know, needing things and needing stuff. And, you know, now if I didn't have a car, I'd probably really want a car, you know, but I got a car, so I don't really, people say, oh, I need a car. I want a car real bad. I'm like, why? Because I don't have one. Oh, yeah, oh, you know, if I didn't have one, I'd want one too, right? So whatever you have needs of, then you, you know, you really need it. You need something to do that. So that's a good thing. But since I have, you know, food and clothing and, you know, something to drive around in, you know, I'm content. If I didn't, I'd want one of those things. Food, I'd want to, right? But I'm doing okay, so I can say I don't really need that. So it's so God is like going, now that you've done this, Randy, I'm going to bless it really big time. And I'm going to increase and multiply it like the widow with the two mites and say, this woman, this person, this ministry, this pastor, this whatever you want to call me, has done more than all the others. Not in amount, but in measure. And God says, now I'm going to tell the woman, the widow. That's why I wrote a little story about her. I have a little story about her from the time she was a kid to the time she grew up. And I'd love to make, I wish I could make a movie out of it. It's touching. If it touches me, because now here I am finding myself doing things like that to a certain degree. And so it's really, really, you know, amazing to see how that God's going to restore things. Just like in the story I wrote about the widow, how God restored everything that her father lost her. Her father lost, you know, he had a gambling problem, and he lost the land, the property that they had when she was a child, when she was running around, when she was a little kid, the vineyards and the beautiful hills, and, you know, her father owned that land, and then he lost it to gambling. And, my God, thank you, Jesus. So, she's Shoko Papa. Woo! All right, I'm trying to move on here. And so, anyway, it all gets restored back to her, right? It all gets restored back to her, every bit of it. I mean, it was shocking. It's a shocking story. It's an amazing story. And even though I just made it up, so to speak, or I think I got some of it from the Lord, or maybe all from the Lord, but it was, you know, I didn't even know at the time when I was getting it, writing it, that it was really going to be about PGN and me and y'all, you know, people being restored, you know, back. It's going to be shocking when it happens. Just like with Isaac, in the midst of famine, he produced 100-fold, y'all. That's one of the phases. That's what I'm going to tell you. That's one of the phases. In the midst of famine, we're going to produce. In the midst of great tribulation, tribulation and great tribulation, we are going to produce 100-fold. And just like with Isaac, when he produced 100-fold, the kings got nervous because they're going like, man, this guy's like, produced 100-fold, you know, and the kings, you know, said, get out of here, get lost. They were afraid of him, you know, because he was so blessed. They're going like, he's going to take over everything. Yeah. And so I see that as when the system sees how PGN or how, you know, what we've done here, woo, so blessed, they're going to try to stop it, right, which I've talked about that before. So just like with Elon Musk, when he went to Ukraine and set up the system so that Putin tried to cut him off, well, they couldn't communicate, and it would have been easy to take him over then. Elon Musk went in there and stopped that. I'm not an Elon Musk person at all, all right? So don't pay him, but he's just a person to me right now. But he's an example of what I'm talking about. And then Putin tried to get in there and stop it. He tried to get in there and put bugs in his system, in his satellites, and mess it up. He had some pretty good guys to do that. And Elon Musk admitted it. He said, yeah, Putin tried to mess me up, put bugs in my system and mess up the communication system, but we fixed it. And so, y'all, that was probably the greatest example of what is going to happen to PGN and to me. I know they're going to try to kill me, and they're going to try to do all kinds of things. You know, all this stuff's been going on the last 7 years. It's just been like a little teeny-weeny warm-up training session. It sure seemed real. I thought I was actually in the real fight in the 4th-7th day. He said, you're just in training, Randy. This is not the real. That's why the bullets don't kill you when they hit you. They just get little bumps in your skin. You turn red, son. That's why. It's not because you're bulletproof. It's because they're not real bullets. It's just training, Chandler. I went, oh, my God, really? This is just training? I thought I was going down. Couldn't figure out when the bullets hit me. They just bounced off. Because they were rubber bullets. Right? Okay, I got you. Okay. So teach me to keep my head down. I got it. Sorry. It seemed like the real thing to me. I mean, my God. What the heck is going on around here? Man. Woo! Anyway, the coin thing, y'all. The beauty, it is absolutely beautiful. I'll tell some of the stories and some of the stuff that happened to me later on. I can't do it right now, but something the coin thing. some of the stuff that happens. It's just so funny. It is so funny. Absolutely funny. I'm telling you. Wow. Anyway. Okay, so I don't even know where I'm going. I'm just talking. I'll get on my. I'm just because I want to tell you so bad what's going on, right? I'm telling you what's going on. I have to keep things quiet for a season to a certain degree, and then you know, and then when I can, I share. I have leaks. I got leaks. I got leakers. Yeah, leakers. And it's like everybody has leakers, you know. It's like you're Trump. Where are your leakers at? I don't know. You learn how to do it. You can narrow it down who your leakers are to a certain degree. Hopefully they change. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. But you got leakers, man. Maybe cats. And I know it's being leaked out. But my thing is how does God want to handle it? Because if I handle it myself, I'll get myself in trouble. So I let him handle it. Sometimes he just lets it go on and on and on. And he watches it and has me watch it. You know, it's kind of a fun little, not a game, but it's kind of a fun little thing to watch. Which is one of the things we're going to talk about tonight. You're in communion. Get ready. You're going to take communion. If you've got your communion ready, please get it ready. As I want to talk about it, something tonight about communion that I've talked a little bit about before, but I'm going to really narrow in on it today because of stuff that's gone on the last few years. Okay, and I'm going to make it real personal as far as my own personal life and ministry and all that. All right, so I think you might enjoy it. I don't know, you might not, but hopefully you'll get something out of it and learn something from it. Okay. Yeah. Okay, here we go. All right, so get it ready if you would. And if you want to give tonight, you can go to the Cash App. Use the phone number, 214-505-8719. You can also go to Zelle, Zelle, to the banking system and get through that if you want. Same thing, phone number. Go to Make the Bank, to Rand Share Ministries. You should have our phone number. And then also through Venmo. Not many people get to Venmo, but it's just out there. But then, hang on. Then we have the app, and you can get through that. If you don't have the app, then I can show you how to get it. Right now we have to go through a certain thing. So you know, tonight, let's just give other ways. Forget the Cash App, forget the app right now. Not the Cash App, but the PGN app. If you don't already have it, then I don't want to give it. I don't want to get into that tonight, but we'll talk about it later. But then you can give through, can send the link to you by text if you'd like to have it. And you can give and help us. And give to the Lord. Don't give to Randy. Make sure you give to the Lord, right? Because that's the one you're really giving to. And so if you'd like to do that, we would love to receive it, and we will do good with it. I promise you. I promise you we will do good with it. Because God is good. Can you hang on just a minute? We're going to get ready to get your bread and your cup if you want to take communion, if you're able to take communion with us. We'll get ready to do that here in a moment. No video tonight because, like I said today, I was supposed to have the coin thing all done, you know, a couple days ago? And it got delayed for this and that reason. And then today, I you know, it all happened. The big bulk of it happened today. And get meeting the people and getting it in storage, you know, and getting all the stuff going on. It messed me up on getting the video thing. I have to set it up every time. So I can't just come and get up. I have to set everything up. Wasn't able to do that. So forgive me for that. Thank you for your love for PGN. And we appreciate everything you're doing. Hope you're enjoying the show tonight. Get ready to take communion with us. I'm going to talk about a very special thing tonight. I think it's special. During communion. I mentioned it a little bit before, but I'm talking about it a little bit more tonight. I think it might help you a little bit. Really awesome. Okay, give me just a minute, and I'll be right back. Talked about so much stuff tonight. I tried to give you all nutshell versions. so you could grasp what I'm, you know, I think about it all the time, and God shows me personally, so it's easy for you to get it. And we got bunches and bunches of different levels of all this stuff, so I try to put it in a short version so that you can, you know, kind of see the overall of what's happening, the overall picture of how the widow's mite person, which is us in this sense, compared to the extremely wealthy gold and silver people. The reason we're going to be blessed is because we've done, you know, we've done a very special thing here. This is a very special thing that we've God has had us do, is take our living and invest it and do with the market mantle anointing, and put it back into God's people. And, without any coercion of trying, you know, please give to my fund for helping people. You know, we haven't done any of this stuff. Y'all know that. We haven't done it. The only thing we've ever helped try to do a little bit is raise money for a building. And we still have that. Of course, we got that. But you know, other than that, you guys, we're not money raisers, right? And thank God we didn't buy a building. We had all that money invested in building instead of what God wanted. It's just the grace of God. When I think about it, I shiver at, like, my passion to want that, especially that one building, man. I want that one building bad. And it was just the grace of God that we didn't get it, because I loved that building. I loved the location, except for the noisy trucks driving by all the time, being close to the freeway. That was really the main reason I ended up not going for it. Basically, it was because it was right by the freeway, by four, you know, stacked up, you know, high freeways, and noisy all the time. I'm going, I don't think I could do this as a studio because it's so noisy all the time. All the time. You know, and that's one of the main reasons I didn't go for it. Thank God for that. I'm thanking God for that, that I made that decision. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my hide, saving our hide. Really, really cool. All right. So we're going to help Israel, which is what Joseph did. He stored up grain for 7 years during the blessing years, and so saved it up for that when the 7 year massive famine hit, or drought, whatever we call it, no rain, no. I mean, just, you know, it was horrible for 7 years. 7 years. Well, that's the time of the Great Tribulation, y'all. Yeah, so I started putting it all together, going, oh, my God, that's what you're going to do? That's what this is all about? This is a Joseph strategy that he's doing. It's a strategy that Joseph, God had Joseph do. Pharaoh said, how would you do it? I said, what do you think we should do? He said, well, get somebody to do it. And he said, well, you're the one. He went, okay, I can do that. Can I go home to Mommy and Daddy first? He never went home to Mommy and Daddy. Mommy was that dead. Daddy and his brothers ended up coming to Egypt, as we all know. So it goes on and on. But so this is very, very cool, very interesting. I'm going to get the pictures, and show you all the actual stuff. And it's a big pile. It's stored, but I mean, the pictures show you the pile of it. But yeah, so you have to keep that stuff safe, man. Yeah, so we have, I think I told you several times, we have an account with Texas Bullion Depository, Rancher and Ministries, has an account with Texas Bullion Depository right now. And they won't tell you anything if you call them, but they may tell you that we have it, or I don't know if they'll tell you that or not, but we did. I can, you know, anyway, you know I'm telling you the truth. So although we have had some people say, how do we know you're really doing all that? I guess you just have to wait and see, right? Yeah. Okay. Literally, it is coming to pass. It's hard for me to even, like, actually. And when I saw all those coins and all that silver and the gold piled up, and, you know, I was just like going. And you open them up and look at them, and just, the only coins that aren't new, and a few aren't new, is the ones that you buy for easy trade, like junk silver. They call it junk silver. And junk silver is dimes and quarters and dollars, half dollars, that are 90% silver. Back in the days when they made them 90% silver, which they're all old, are like very little silver. But the old silver coins, I remember the dates back in the 30s and 60s. I can't remember when they changed it. But anyway, so they're older coins, but they're 90% silver. It's called junk silver. Right, it's good for, you know, got dimes, quarters, and half dollars that you can take, you know, go to the store and buy some bread when bread is, you know, whatever. And you take a dime and buy you a lot of stuff with a dime, actually, that kind of a thing. So that's one of the reasons that we did that. End of account, I have somebody helping me out with that. I would have known that before, but I learned, and we'll talk about all that in the future. I had one person helping me about that. They didn't know what I was doing exactly, but help me out with that. I'm very thankful. It made it really easier for me to get through all that. And we got silver bars. The bars, they're 10 ounce silver bars. Get some of those. Anyway, I'll be showing you pictures. So are y'all having a hard time with this? I mean, I know you're not having a hard time with it, but isn't this amazing? Yeah, this is amazing. Wow. All right, let's do communion. I got mine here. I'm going to take it with me. We're going to ask God to bless this. And all right, so let's read the scripture, 1 Corinthians 11:23, 24, 25, and 26. Paul the Apostle says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." It's amazing how he puts that in there. Why did he put that? Why did he spoil this with that? Or was he spoiling it? He wasn't spoiling it. There's a reason why he said it. The same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given it, said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Just bless it, break it, and just eat from that thing. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious body. Hallelujah. He lifted up the cup. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Let's drink. Hallelujah. We drink to you, Jesus. We toast to you. We toast to you, your blood. We toast to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Make a toast to Jesus. To you. All right, let's talk about this thing about the betrayal thing. It's a hard thing to talk about because most people don't really understand this. I didn't understand it for years. If you start talking about the betrayal of Jesus, I would think about all the people that I felt like betrayed me and hurt my feelings and, you know, tried to, you know, it was hard to get over it and it made me bitter and, you know, and like I had a hard time with it. But that's not what this is talking about. Like when I talk about betrayal, most of the time when I talk about this, people, most of the time, like I did, they think about the people who have betrayed them in their life. But, and that's important to deal with, of course. I'm not diminishing that at all. But the point I want to make tonight is, what is a real Judas? How do you know you have a real Judas situation going on? Right? You have a fake Judas thing going on? You just think you got a Judas thing going on, or do you really have a Judas thing going on? Right, because it's a very difficult thing. It's not a fun thing to talk about. But the reason I talk about it a lot is because it's different than most people think. This is not the common thing where, you know, he hurt my feelings and betrayed me, and oh God, and, you know, that's me. I've done that. She, he, whoever they are, that pastor, that leader, that friend, that reverend, that prophet, that that businessman, that whatever. Whatever it is, I've done it. I, is that not betrayal? Yes, it's betrayal. But there's a difference between betrayal and a Judas betrayal. A Judas betrayal is a completely different kind of thing. Judas was not somebody that hurt Jesus' feelings and stabbed him in the back right when he needed him. And, oh, God, can I ever forgive him? No. The kind of betrayal we're talking about here with communion is a Judas betrayal, not just we all get betrayed. It all hurts. It's all horrible. It's all devastating. It's all, you know, we have a hard time getting through it. The grace of God. But I'm not talking about that. This is not what this is about. The real Judas is not necessarily he stabbed you in the back, hurt me, and blah, blah, blah. All right. Y'all have that. I've tried. I've done all just like y'all have. All right. But Judas, Jesus knew about Judas. He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was going to do. He was called. It's in the Old Testament even. Judas was called to betray Jesus. Jesus would have been committing suicide had he walked up to the Sanhedrin and said, I am the Messiah, I am the Christ. That would have been suicide, and it would have been illegal from God's perspective for him to do that. He had to have somebody from within turn him in. And Jesus knew about him the whole time. It wasn't like, oh, God, caught me off guard. He didn't catch him off guard. He didn't catch Jesus off guard at all. Your Judas betrayal is different from all those other betrayals. We've all had maybe one or two or maybe a bunch of them. I don't know. Maybe some of you have never ever had anyone betray. That's cool. But that's not what I'm talking about. Jesus didn't get his feelings hurt and have a hard time forgiving Judas. When you are aware of the betrayer, and God shows you who it is or they are, it doesn't hurt your feelings when they do it so much. Because you know, and you also know the purpose of which that Judas, if it hadn't been for Judas, Jesus wouldn't have been offered up as the Lamb of God. He's the one that led them to get the lamb and take the lamb and offer the lamb up. That was Judas's job. Now, it was he went to hell for it. In this case, I don't think all Judases go to hell, but this Judas did. I understand this a little bit. Jesus never said, oh, he hurt my feelings, now I'm wounded, made him. No, he made him his friend. He was his friend because he understood without Judas, he wouldn't be offered up and he wouldn't. Now, listen to this. He wouldn't have been able to do what he was born to do. He was born to die, and Judas was the one that was going to lead them to offer him up. That's what he was born for. And when you see the person that's going to be used to betray you, it's to bring you into that place to do what you've been born to do. How could you dislike them? It's not like, oh, he hurt my feelings, he turned on me, I didn't know it. Jesus knew the whole time at the supper. That's why Paul brings this up. Every time you read about the Lord's supper, you think you got to read this thing about the betrayal. And everybody hears the word betrayal, they go, oh, God, yeah, that person hurt me, wounded me. Oh, God. I've been that. You know, I've been there, done that too. Same thing we all have, I think, most of us. In fact, this is not that. This ain't that. This was the person that God somehow, I don't even understand how he chose him to help Jesus offer himself. He had to be offered up to the priest. The priest is the one who had to take the lamb. They're the ones that had Jesus crucified. It wasn't the Romans. The Romans did it. They tried to stop it. They said, this man is innocent. We're not going to crucify him. And then they threw a fit, and they knew throwing the fit would do it. So they were the mafia, and the Romans were like the hit guy. But the mafia, you know, boss is the one who set it up and said, you got to take him, go take him out, crucify him. And so the Romans did it. And they said, he's innocent. We don't want to do this. They were calling him a blasphemer and a, you know, whatever. That was the Jews that did that, and they were supposed to. They were blinded. That's what God blinded them. This whole thing was a God thing. Judas was a person in Jesus' life who Jesus knew who he was. He watched him steal things, and Judas would turn around and look at him like, "Oh God, he caught me." And I know, and Jesus would look at him like, "Hi, Judas, you gonna go buy some food for the for some of our friends for the poor and needy?" And Judas went, "Oh yeah, yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm not stuffing my pockets for me, Jesus. I'm gathering some money together out of the treasury to go feed the poor." And Jesus knew he was stealing. He didn't go, "You thief, I caught you. How dare you take God's money?" He didn't say any of that, man. None of that went on. That has nothing to do with any of it. He wasn't, "I'm going to expose you." No, he didn't want him exposed. Nobody even knew who Judas was until the Lord's Supper. All those years, three and a half years, nobody had a clue. Jesus knew it the whole time. The whole time he knew it. Your Judas is not somebody who sneaks up behind you, stabs you in the back, that's a friend of yours. It has nothing to do with any of that. Nothing to do with any of it. We got to get a hold of this, because that's why this is in the most precious time of Jesus offering up his body and saying, "Take, eat, this is my body." In the times that he told everybody, he said, "You're going to eat my body, you're going to eat my flesh and drink my blood." And they all walked away. This is the moment where he's actually doing it. And what do they bring up every time? The betrayal. In which he was betrayed, took bread. Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for my betrayer. Because I have to go bring myself over there." But no, you chose somebody from within to do it. Yeah, that's the people that know you that betray you. You know, but God will choose them. I'm not saying they're all going to go to hell. It's not about that. I'm not making a point of trying to expose you. This is that God will raise up people. They will turn on you. And you know it, you know, like with me, I've been talking about this for a while. There's some things going on. I knew exactly what people were doing. I knew exactly what they were doing and why they were doing it. Gathering together, two or three of them, you know, planning little strategy things, basically, and seeing and, you know, doing things on the show. Just some different stuff, you know, and the reason I didn't say, you know, for the most part, I never, you know, for a long time, never said, "Oh, yeah, they're betraying me." But it's going to work out for good. It's going to work out for good. And so, therefore, my feelings weren't hurt. I wasn't going like, "Those devils, we're going to expose you." Some people you expose in different reasons. But Judas, you don't expose Judas until the time. And then when Jesus said, "One of you is going to betray me," he wasn't going like, "You sorry, no good piece of crap." He wasn't saying that. That wasn't the point. "Yeah, he's a slime bag." Yeah. Nobody even ended up going, they didn't even say, when he said, "One of you is going to betray me," they all looked at each other like, "Is it me? Is it me?" Even Judas, "Is it me, Lord?" He said, "You know." And then Peter, the nosy one, right? Peter the nosy. His nose was probably really big. Beautiful, but big. He's very nosy. He said, "John, hey, John, man, you're tight with Jesus. See if you can find out." I love this stuff. "See if you can find out who it is." I wish I could have been there to video this. It would have been so amazing. And John goes, "Yeah, good idea, Peter." He leans on Jesus' breast and cuddles up and, "Hey, Jesus, my brother, my Lord, who is it?" And Peter's hoping he can. And Jesus said, "Okay, you want to know who it is? It's the one he's going to dip when I give him. I'm going to give it to him. He's going to dip. The next one, yeah." So Judas was the next one, right? And they're going like, "Judas? Judas? The one you trusted? The one you loved? The one your friend? I thought he was your friend." Jesus says, "Yeah, he is my friend. He's my friend." But see, friend, it's all part of the communion thing, because purpose of it, Judas was to bring Jesus. Look at the specialness of this. Even though it was horrible, it was very special at the same time. He was the one who was to bring Jesus to the place of the very thing he was born to do. What are you born to do, Frank? Whatever you're born to do, you're going to have, in a sense, a betrayer, a betrayal-type situation. I don't know exactly what you're called, what you're doing, what's happening with you as far as the details go, but you're going to have it in your life. And as long as you're like, oh, they're my feelings, oh, my God. I mean, like, I've done that, right? I'm not making fun of anybody. As long as you're going like, you know, that bitter, no good, I like to expose your funky, lying buttocks. You'd like, sorry, no good, lying piece of trash. Oh, my God. Well, none of that. Nobody knew. Treated him just as, maybe even more friendly than he did some of the other. He was a very special person to Jesus because you know what? He was going to bring the priest to him, and he was going to do the very thing he was born to do. The struggle Jesus was having was, is this the right time? Can this cup pass from me? He already knew Judas was out doing it, man. Judas was out. When he was saying it, he knew Judas was bringing him. He knew it. He wasn't shocked. Oh, my God, look, it's Judas. Well, Jesus already told him at the table who it was. He knew all the whole time. Every time he was stealing something, doing something, you know, creating conversations to, you know, get Jesus to, you know, say whatever and do whatever, you know. Jesus knew the whole time. He just sat back and watched it. The thing is, nobody else knew, and nobody else was supposed to know. We're talking about communion here, friend. This is the main meal here. Why Paul says, why did he bring that up? Because it was the very thing Jesus was born to do, and now he's saying, now you're going to eat my body. Now you're going to drink my blood. Now you're going to have a new covenant. And Judas is the one who's going to set it up, y'all. That's why Paul brought it in here. You think he'd leave that part out? Why do you want to bring something bitter where you hurt Jesus' feelings and betrayed his friend and stabbed him in the back and, oh, my God. No, Jesus knew. Didn't hurt his feelings at all. You know, he already knew this is going to be, you know, it's going to be horrible for Judas. It's horrible for the one who does it. In this case, with Jesus, it was. I'm not saying all your Judases are going to go to hell. It's not about that. You're going, oh, boy, my Judas is going to go to hell. Oh, yeah. If you're thinking that ain't good. Jesus wasn't bitter. He wasn't angry. And go, oh, God, I didn't know it was him. I thought he was really my buddy. Now he knew the whole time who he was. And he watched him, and he just let it happen, and caught him stealing a few times. He's acting like, oh, you're going to go get some bread. Yeah, okay. Okay, Judas, I trust you, man. You're going to do your job. Yeah, just go do your job. I know you got a job to do. You're going to do it. You're going to do your job. Good job, Judas. Not bad for Judas, but Jesus understands the strategies of heaven. He understands the strategies of heaven. When Abraham offered up Isaac, just think about that strategy, how crazy that was. That's about how crazy this is. Abraham to offer up his only begotten son? My God, who would ever do that? God's ways are not our ways, y'all. And some people think they know all this stuff, but all this stuff like I did. And then I find out that ain't anything near what I thought it was. Not anywhere even close. And God's waking me up, and because he's waking me up, I'm going to try to wake other people up as God gives me the grace to do it. Can I tell y'all one last thing? Are y'all getting bored? Y'all going to sleep yet? Still with me? Maybe we're going on too long. I'm going on too long here. Okay. Hang on a second, please. Y'all give me just a minute, if you would. Are you chewing on that? Time for one more little strategy thing? You got time for this? I'm trying to move on, but... Shukapata. Oh, okay. Yeah, give me just a second. Okay, give me some help, please. Thank you. Okay. Give me just a moment. Okay, hang on a second. I'm trying to get caught up here a little bit. Okay. All right. Okay, I think I'm going to move on. I think we'll save that strategy for later. Got a couple people said yeah. Okay, hang on a second. Okay, there it is. Right. I think I'll save the strategy thing for later. Thank you for asking, though. Thanks for responding. I tried 10:30, so might get into it later. Yeah, it's something I've never known before. one of the things God does to bring the shark out of people if they have it in them. Bring the shark out of people. S-H-A-R-K, the shark. If you got a shark in you, if you have one in you at all, he knows how to get it out of you. That's, or, you know, somebody around you has it in them. If they got a shark in there, he knows how to get it going. You know how he does it? I guess I'll talk for a second. All right. It's called the blood and the water strategy. The blood and the water strategy. God uses the blood and the water strategy. What I call the blood and the water. The blood and the water strategy. You know, when you're out, like in the ocean or something, and you're, you know, you get, if something bleeds in the water, you know, a shark just loses its mind and just starts, you know, coming after it. And so, you know, a lot of people do it when they're shark hunting. They'll put, you know, let something bleed in the water, and then the shark come after it, man, because they lose their mind. They just, like, they go crazy. You know, the blood in the water just makes people, like, if you're a shark, you know, that blood, it just can't help you. It's like, it's food. You're going to go after it and get it, you know. And so God uses that blood in the water strategy. I've seen him use it around me several times. Because here's one of them is that God, I see God use around me sometimes. If somebody has a shark in them, it always comes out when you tell people you're ignorant and you don't really know much about it, and you're kind of on the dumb side and maybe about some things, you know, it's called the blood in the water strategy, because people start thinking, if they have anything in them that wants to take advantage of you, the blood in the water strategy works every time, because God will, you know, because that's what God does with us. He presents us as weak. And when we're weak, it brings the shark out of people, because it's the blood in the water. It's like, oh, we can take advantage of them. Oh, well, we can get that. We can. The blood in the water strategy is what I call it. And I've seen God do it through me many times just to see. And I'm watching this, right? I'm not, like, doing it myself. Why am I talking so much about what I don't know? Because anybody out there in your world, in the sea, in the ocean, who has a shark in them of some kind, believe me, you do that thing of you're ignorant, you don't know, you're dumb, you're innocent, you know, you don't know much about it, and they will try. If they have a shark in them, that's the blood. It will cause them to go like, yeah, I can take advantage of them, man. So they lose their minds. They don't even know. Like, they go crazy, and they try to get as much out of you as they can. It's like, we're gonna get you. We're gonna nail you. We got you. Because they think you're ignorant, they think you're dumb, but they don't know that even though we are like dumb sheep, that puts the blood in the water with a lot of wolves, because the dumb sheep is like, they're so dumb, man, they don't even know what they're doing. We could lead them right into our little barbecue, and they'll fall right into our work, because the blood in the water strategy, right? I'm going to give you a short version of this. It's amazing, man. And so God uses the dumb sheep thing to expose the sharks, to realize they have a shark in them, and to help them get rid of it, you know. But most of the time, it's to show you the sharks that are around you. And a shark, in a sense, is somebody who is, you know, they're just bloodthirsty. They take advantage of anything. You show weakness. You show, you know, vulnerability. You don't know. You're ignorant. You're dumb. And they just think they can outsmart you, because they think they're smarter than you, and they use that to their advantage. That's the shark. That's the shark. But when God is with you, man, here's the thing. It's not like I do that on purpose, or, you know, but we are as sheep, in a sense. And so when people find out, oh, they're dumb like sheep, and then you act like it, and you talk like it, like I really don't know. And that's really, Paul the Apostle said, when I'm weak, he is strong. So when we're weak, and that blood in the water strategy starts working, it starts drawing out all the sharks, it works really good, because the blood just gets them. They don't even think normally. They just kind of like, oh, God, we're going to get him here. We'll get him there. We'll get her there. We'll get him there. We'll get her there. We'll get her there. Oh, no, we're going to get it. We're going to get it. And that's what they did with Jesus, because Jesus wasn't an educated person. He was, like, in a sense, he was a lamb being led to the slaughter. And so that brought out all kinds of people. They're always trying to trip him up. What was that? That was a shark. The sharks were coming to get him. He put out the blood in the water all the time. And, you know, he didn't talk like a real intellectual. yet he had, to the wise, he talked wise. But anyway, that's kind of the blood and water. I don't want to get into too much tonight, but it's a really powerful thing. And I see it happening in my life a lot where, you know, God will just, let me appear as what I am, ignorant compared to a lot of people. I don't have money and finances. They think they can overpower you, overtake you with their intellectual, you know, strategies and their attorneys and their lawyers, and they can come at you. And they're like sharks, and they come after your stuff. But they don't realize one thing, that God is stirring it up. Like with Jesus, he put the blood in the water, and the sharks came after him. And that's what they were supposed to do. Even the Jews at the time were sharks, and they were supposed to get his blood. They were supposed to do that. That was the whole thing. They lost their, they just went crazy, man. They lost their mind. They totally just start. It didn't matter what it takes to get him. We're going to get him. Just like the kind of thing with Trump, whatever it takes to get him, we're going to get him. We're going to nail him, because he's got all these weaknesses and he got all these things. But when God is with you, friend, he draws them in, and he uses them to set you up to do what you're born to do, whatever that is. It could be training you. It could be training you to do what you're called to do. It could be all kinds of things. But that blood in the water strategy works every time, and they can't even control themselves. They totally lose it, and they wake up the next day going, what did I do that for? I mean, I don't even know what I did that for. Why did you do that? Why do we talk like that? Why do we text that? Why do we talk about it? Why do we email that? Why do we say that? Oh, my God, what are we doing? And then you put the blood in the water again, and then it comes again. It just draws right out of it. It's amazing. But when God is with you, see, even though we are weak and sheep and lambs, being led as being led to the slaughter, but the Lord Jesus will use it, like the Judas thing, will use it. Yeah, Judas thought he was pretty smart, smarter than Jesus, but little did he find out. Blind. Anyway, all right, let's go on. Let's I could go on and on and on and on and on, but this is a really major thing people need to get a hold of. And I wanted to talk about it tonight because it has to do with the Judas thing. The Judas thing was the blood in the water. All the Sanhedrin and all the people that came after Jesus, they didn't even care what they did in front of everybody. It's like kind of like the Trump thing. Trump thing is like a blood in the water thing. But Jesus, big time. And they didn't care who liked what they did or not. You know, we're the boss. You know, we got this guy, and they crucified him. And they thought they got him, thought they ate him up. They realized they're the ones that got ate up. Okay, enough of that. I did it anyway, didn't I? Thank you, Jesus. I guess God wanted to get that out for somebody. Okay, and I don't know about it. Let me know, because the Cash App, I got that. Thank you. 1313, got that. Cash App. Shit, wait, I think I forgot that one. All right. Prayer offerings. Hope you've learned a little bit tonight. If you can't get it all, just go back and listen. And I think maybe, hopefully, you can all learn something from all this stuff. All right. Okay. Yes, I saw it. Thank you. Give me a second here.
Okay, I think I'm ready now.
Thank you for letting me know. Sometimes the internet doesn't, my system doesn't work as good as other nights. Give me one more second and I will be right there. Awesome. Okay. Let's pray. Praise God. So hopefully learn some stuff tonight. May God set you free, man. Wow. There's some stuff happening. It's really amazing. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Andrea, $5. Thank you, Lord, for Andrea. Thank you, Lord, Covenant God, that seen and watching and learning about covenant, having covenant, how covenant works. That covenant, you know, is about, you know, covenant. Everything we have belongs to God. Everything God has belongs to us. And there's a way of activating that into our real life. It has nothing to do with heaven. It has to do with our covenant with Him on the earth and how He blesses in the earth and how we do what He says. And, you know, in religious spirit, the religious spirit that's in the earth, it really is here to keep us from doing God's will and God's purpose. By doing anything but God's will, anything. Religion has us doing anything but God's will. We can be charismatic. We can be this. We can speak in tongues. We can heal. We can prophesy. We can do all kinds of stuff. Give to the poor and needy. But what good is it if we don't have love? Right? It's like love draws us into the will of the Father. And Satan will the religious spirit gets us to do things because it's a thing that we do. You know, for God. That's what a religious spirit does. So thank you, Lord, that you're showing Andrea how to walk in that love realm where what we do is because of love. And therefore it had love walks in the will of God. Love does the will of God. Love walks in the will of God. God is love. That's why the greatest of these is love. All right, Mike and Veronica, $7. Thank you, Mike and Veronica, for that. Thank you, Lord, for blessing Jesus and cause him to know that, that God, you're the God of restoration. You're the God of completion. You start something, you complete it. All you need is our obedience. Now, thank you, Lord, for Mike and Veronica's obedience, God, to you. And, you know, not letting the enemy's strategies get involved. Like I taught with Andrea about that religious spirit that tries to get on all of us. It's so easy to fall for a religious spirit for a season in our life, for a time of life. It's just about doing things for God instead of doing what God wants, doing things for Him. Like, okay, God, you know what? I got a good idea. I'm gonna do it. That's what Jesus said. Jesus, the Father, I got a good idea. This cup passed from me. We can do, you know. But He says, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So that's what we do. I thank you, Lord, that Mike and Veronica say that. They say, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And therefore, that keeps us out of the will of the religious spirit into the will of the Father. Amen. Bless them, God, and cause them to be restored and renewed. And amen. All right, Barbara, $10. Thank you, Lord, for Barbara. Thank you, God, for what you, for completing. There's something about the completion thing tonight going on already. Completing things, all things that have been begun to be completed, a completion thing, bring a completion, Father, bring it to real life, bring it to reality, completion, where things are completed. Amen. And you show Barbara how to agree with completion, you know, or finalization, or it is finished type thing. Amen. In Jesus' name, we have to come into agreement with that. Yeah. Amen. All right, Daryl Paul, $10.13. Thank you, Daryl Paul, for that. He said good message. I think he said last night. Good message last night. Good talk last night, or good something like that. Thank you, man. Yeah, I'm not even sure what part you're talking about, but yeah, really, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord, for his love for the Word. Thank you for Daryl Paul's love for the Word. Thank you for his love for you, God, and that his love for the Word will always take him back to the Word. Amen, what the Word says. Even if the Word is not being, you know, detailed, he'll know the Word when he hears it. Like sometimes, you know, when Jesus taught, like I said, he taught parables a lot and very seldom used, you know, Scripture. Very seldom used Scripture at all. But sometimes he would use Scripture, of course. But so, but people, Daryl Paul, to be able to recognize something when it is scriptural, even though it doesn't, you know, have all the trappings of, you know, cause a lot of people take Scripture, Daryl Paul, as you know, and they use it to make their doctrine. I think we've all done that, right? We've all done it. And so Scripture doesn't really sanctify something. Just gives a Scripture with it, because Scripture can be, you know, misinterpreted, as you know, and brought forth. So, well, I think for him, God, that you've shown him that that to be able to hear the Word and know that what he's hearing is the Word of God, whether it's prophetic, whatever it is, you know. Yeah. All right, Faye, 13:13. Thank you, Lord, for 13:13. Thank you, Jesus, for that, God. I thank you for opening up Faith's heart to Thank you, Lord, for faith tonight, God. Thank you, Jesus, for recovery, God. Thank you that you open up our heart to how Jesus transferred the wealth of everything that we need to the cross of Calvary, how he changed everything at the cross. We're no longer under the law, you know, especially the sacrifice and offering, because Jesus fulfilled that. But so thank you, Lord, for opening her up to that more and more and more all the time, so that she will see what was filtered, like Paul the Apostle. His main calling was he knew the law through. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He knew the law really, really well. And so God used him to filter the law through the cross. That was one of his biggest revelations he had, and brought things out about the church, which nobody has really talked about in the Old Testament. You know, so thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you for showing her that, for opening her up to the wealth transfer of your law into to the cross of Calvary. And some things that were in the law or in the Old Testament come through the cross without being changed, you know. But at the same time, there are many things that were fulfilled. And so thank you, Jesus, for the spirit of freedom, for the spirit of praise and faith, God, that you will bring total recovery, God, in her life, in Jesus' name. Everything that came for in the home was eaten, trying to destroy, God, that you will do it, and that her faith will continue to believe you for miracles, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. She'll give you all the glory and all the praise. All right, Paulette, $15. Thank you for Paulette. Thank you, Jesus. For Paulette, thank you for opening Paulette up to, you know, the true and living Word. You know, that's what God's doing with me, Paulette. He's opening me up to the true and living Word. He's showing me things that I've never thought of before, never knew before. You know, we take the Word of God and we think we know what it means, and then all of a sudden we realize, wow, I didn't know it meant that. You know, and it's kind of cool, because God knows that we only know things partially. We know in part, prophesy in part. And so, God, take all the parts that you've given her and begin to put together, so her faith will become stronger. Her faith will go to a whole other level. Because you're taking the parts, you know, we know in part, we prophesy in part, take all the parts, the things that can be put together, and begin to build our faith up, God, to a whole new level of faith in Jesus' name, a new season. Amen. All right, Sally, $19. Thank you, Lord, for Sally. There in the UK, thank you, Jesus. For total recovery, God, for total restoration, and showing her how to work her faith, God, in ways that she never has before, for a whole new system, And as she awakens to that new system, God, she, her system, the way God's working with her, it's all the same God, all the same Jesus, but it's, God does many different things with many different people. We all have to know the system that God has for us. Like with me, I had to learn my system, what it was, and then I thought I knew what it was, and then I found that I didn't. And then I was able to focus what I needed on it. Yeah. Trying to focus on something when, like Jesus was trying to, at the Garden of Gethsemane, he was trying to kind of check his focus. I think he found himself getting off focus a little bit, or, you know, starting to. He said, if, you know, can this cup pass from me? And Father said, no. And he said, okay. You know, so that's all I was asking. It's his whole system. Begin to change. The thing he was doing was, before that, healing the sick, raising the dead. Now he's going to be crucified and then raising the dead itself to pass on. So he had a whole new system, you know, his old system, which he wanted to stay. I think he wanted to keep doing, healing the sick, right, teaching, bringing people to God. And God said, that's enough. 3.5 years of that was it. Now let's move forward. Amen. So thank you, Jesus, for that new system for Sally. Open it up, God, and believe that her belief system, I believe, help my unbelief, all the things that she struggles with, God, to make it real. Open her up to it so she can focus on it all the way. All right, Regina, $20. Thank you, Regina. Thank you, Lord, for the destiny, God, that you have for her destiny, for her purpose. God, that God with me, what God does with me is he removes blinders, like certain things, like he'll straighten out my doctrine a little bit, he'll work me here and work me there, and I found out that every time he works something in me that I thought I had right, that he kind of adjusted it, maybe a little bit, maybe a lot, then I found that adjustment also brought me closer to God. It made me less vulnerable to the enemy, because our doctrine, what we believe, I think, and the different things that he corrects in us, correction is so important, because that's what correction is closing the door to the enemy, the things that we don't even know we have open, right? So thank you for all the things that Regina, that you're opening her eyes, God, and showing her and closing the door to those things that, you know, that we don't realize it, but it causes us pain and suffering that we don't have to have. Unnecessary. Come in and bless her, God, and show her your ways, in Jesus' name, how you do things. Amen. All right, Terrence and Tanisha, $26. Thank you, Terrence and Tanisha, for that. Give me a second. For the heart you give him to shepherd, God, to shepherd your people, to love, to take care of the garden of the Lord, keep the weeds out, keep it the ground tilled like Adam and Eve did in the garden. They killed the garden. And, you know, that was their job. They tilled the garden. Basically, they dug up stuff. I don't know if there were no weeds, but whatever they did, it's like they, you know, in their case, there was no weeds. There was no sin. There was no nothing at first. And they were, you know, they were tilling it. So I guess even though things are perfect and without sin, you know, like Adam and Eve in the garden, there's still some work being done, right? It was work, but it was a whole different kind of work. It was sweatless work, spirit. It was work in the glory. It was so even perfect, the perfect earth that it was needed, you know, to be worked with. So show them all the different things, God, that in the imperfect world and the perfect world, where they need to, how to work, how to work the soil, how to help people grow, how to open up people to, you know, what this means and what that means, and help them to interpret, help them to be able to break the bread down where they can chew it and swallow it and identify it and walk away with it, Lord. showing them how to walk in their God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Nikki and Charles, $25 favor and the highest possible in each case court rulings. All right. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord, for that favor. We thank you, Lord, for opening up their hearts to trust you at new levels. You know, that you're going to, whatever happens with anything, that he will take it and he will bless it. Well, whenever God blesses something, then we take it, we offer it to him, you know, in our prayers and say, God, here it is. Thank you for this. And whether it's little or a lot, whatever it is, we bless it and break it. And, you know, he multiplies it and increases it. So it's not really about how much we get, although we want to, well, I'm believing for that. As much as it is what we get, we offer, like the widow with the three mites, she offered it to God, and God, Jesus, blessed it and blessed her and said, you know, she's favored, you know. So thank you, Lord, for that favor on their life in Jesus' name and the court cases and the rulings and all that in Jesus' name. Thank you for being done, God. Hallelujah, and blessing and multiplying and increasing all of it as they offer to you, Jesus, even before it even happens, giving you thanks. Amen, as I know they are. All right, Sandra and Robert, $25. Thank you, Lord, for Sandra and Robert. Thank you, Lord, for their help from above. Help from above. Look up, from which cometh your help. Help from above. Thank you, Lord, for all the, for all the help you have on the earth. This earthly help, thank God, we need all that we get. But we need that earthly, that heavenly help that comes from heaven. Somehow that intervention in our earthly life, all the helpers we have, all the different things we have in life where we get help from. But thank you, Jesus, for that help. And you're showing them how to look to you, God, for help from above, God, in Jesus' name. To see it, to those things that are not as though they were. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, to be able to see those things that are not as though they already were, already are, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that's the kind of faith you've given them, Jesus. You're awakening their faith, God, in Jesus' name, and completing their faith, where their faith is completed, where your faith completes a thing. Faith is so good if it doesn't, the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things not seen. But they all end up with, you know, when the blessing actually comes, right? All the faith thing is great, but when the thing actually comes, that's what the faith produced, was not just seeing it before it comes, but it coming. And thank you, Lord, for that. And then the development in their faith in Jesus' name. All right, Angela from South Carolina, 93.35. Thank you, Lord, for Angela. And we ask you to bless her and increase her, multiply her. God, give her that wisdom on how to arrange and rearrange things. Or, you know, her life, whatever she needs to rearrange to open up for blessing, to change the way she's thinking, you know, to a higher level all the time. It's supposed to be happening all the time. My thoughts are higher than yours, unless he gives them to you. Then your thoughts become high like his. So I think, Lord, that her thoughts are becoming high thoughts. You know, whatever thought we're having that was 30-fold, now we move into 60-fold, higher level of understanding. We go from 60-fold understanding to 100-fold understanding. Yeah. Yeah. So bless her. Show her, God, there's no limit to your understanding and that creativity. In Jesus' name, that will bless her. Amen. Chris, $100. Thank you, Lord, for Chris. Amen, brother. Good to hear from you. Thank you, Jesus, my brother. Thank you, Lord, that your calling in his life, God, is to just, it's about a calling of obedience. Abraham was not really called. He was called to do a lot of things. He was just blessed. And there's that thing where we don't limit God to, oh, God's going to bless me here, God's going to bless me there. With Abraham, it was God's going to bless me, and he's going to bless me with all blessings in heavenly places, right? And so God's really going to show you how not to limit your ability to receive blessing to, you know, certain things. But yeah, so his blessings are, you know, unlimited realm. In Jesus' name, I believe in you for unlimited. That way we don't limit God's blessings by just focusing our faith. And I think Jesus that his faith is being more laser beamed in and more areas, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Exceeding abundantly above all you could ask or think or even imagine. So, amen. So we just take the limits off. In Jesus' name, show him how to do that. Show him the practical everyday things and how to take the limits off, God. And, you know, sometimes God brings us to a breaking point in certain areas of our life where we just, like, we don't know what to do. How do we go higher? We don't know. And we don't know how to go higher. We don't know how to praise. When we don't know how to praise, we ought. The Spirit of God has to take over. But thank you, Jesus, in those areas where he doesn't know, it can be a very good thing that we don't know. But then the Spirit will groan within him, God. The groanings, the revealing, the understanding coming from his spirit man, which is wanting to get the glory of the Father in heaven into his life, into his mind, into his heart. Hallelujah. Bring it forth. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. According to thy word. That's a big thing I see with you. I see you say, according to thy word, according to thy word. That way we don't limit God to anything. Only to his word, right? Yeah. Amen. The word. God, can we open up the word? Jesus' name, make it more real all the time. All right, and drink the $100. Thank you both for that. Use the Beatitude of $50. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing that and opening that up, God, more all the time. Thank you, Jesus, for adding to, multiplying, increasing it. In Jesus' name, show more ways to add to. Seek first kingdom, God, his righteousness, and all these things will be added. The ESW Auto Sales, add. Amen. Favor, multiplication, do less. That whole thing that you keep praying, doing less, making more, less effort, more blessing. That's the blessing of God. That's not being lazy. That's what God wants. He wants it to be easy. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. For you to be able to. All right. Tyreek, $10. Thank you, Lord, for Tyreek. Bless him, Jesus. Bless him, Lord. Open him up, God, to the heart where the heart of his heart is. The very thing that you called him to do, the very thing he was born to do, God, that he will live his life looking and searching, longing for the thing that he was born to do. Amen. Just like Jesus, you know, he did a lot of different things. But it peaked out the one main thing that he was called. He knew he was born to do, and God the Father never let him forget about that. It was in the heart of his heart, the depth of his heart. Thank you, Lord, in the depth of his heart, you're going to bring out and start showing him how to walk in what he was born to do. That's where we're going to be the most blessed and most creative. Amen. Torrey, same thing, God, in Jesus' name. But let him walk in that thing that he's born to do, Jesus. Hallelujah. Born to do. What are you born to do? Ask God, Torrey, what am I born to do? God, what am I born to do? Well, we're going to have a lot of different things going on. The main thing I'm born to do, because when we seek that, all the other things will come fall in line. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things will be added. Amen. That's why we seek to focus on that one thing that God, that we've been born to do. And we do that, everything else we need will just be added. $20 for Chris. Today is his birthday. Amen. Today is what? October the 19th. Wow, awesome. He's the month, October the 7th, so we're pretty close. But, yeah. 12 days difference. Thank you, Jesus, something like that. Lord Jesus, I thank you for birthdays have everything to do with what am I born to do. We get born to this earth, and then we get born again. Our born again person begins to groan and cry out for what am I born to do. Come with me, like part of it is Israel, Hamas attack on my birthday, and I knew I woke up and go, what does that mean? All this war thing with Israel, which is very unusual, the way all that happened, that's never happened before in Israel, never. Oh my gosh. And like, wow. And I realized, because I'm called to Israel, one of the things I do is I'm called to Israel. So I realized it brought me into this thing of what I'm born to do. Thank you, Lord, that Chris will be consumed with what he's born to do. You got a lot of different things to do, but what are you born to do? What are you born to? What are you born to? They're going to start asking you that, God. asking you, seeking you. What am I born to do? Amen. Let me get born again to do it. Being born again is what enables us to do what we've been born, you know, in the natural realm of our mothers, the fathers. We're born into this earth, and then we get born again to do the very thing that we were born to do. Thank you, Lord, for opening his eyes to that, Jesus, more and more every day. That'd be the cry of his heart, God. And drink the same thing. In Jesus' name, this whole thing, I get obsessed with words because God really tries to imprint it into my being, and then I imprint it to other people's being as God gives me the grace. So thank you, Lord, for Enrique, God, this whole thing. How, because when we focus on that, all the other things just come. Then that's when we walk into that realm of we will work less and earn more in Jesus' name. Right, you know what? Because it's added. So when things get added, I mean, you know, we didn't have to work hard for that. We're doing what God has us focus on, what we're born to do, and all the things just get added. So we're working less, and, you know, pray for Julian, my brother Julian, and his wife Julian and Michelle. Pray for my brother and his wife. Okay, Julian and Michelle. Okay, yeah, Julian and Michelle. Thank you, Lord. We just bless you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that this whole thing tonight is about being what you're born to do. What you're born to do, God. We don't really know what we're born to do unless you show us. It can only be revealed by the Father. And I thank you, Lord, that Julian will know, you know, things we're born to do, the people we're born to be with, you know, that we stay with that, that we walk with that, that we live with that, that we learn to stay faithful to what, you know, God has birthed us to do. Amen. And that we not walk away from that. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for giving Julian your grace and your strength, God, to walk in that wonderful place of knowing he's going to walk in peace. He's seeking peace. He's not seeking comfort, but he seeks peace, the peace of God. Thank you, Lord, for the peace of God that passeth understanding. In Jesus' name, the peace of God that passes understanding. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for pain-free stuff that is not going to happen. We're looking for, you know, no battles, no struggles, and everything, you know. So we're looking for that peace, the peace of God. God, you give Julian and Michelle peace, God. They'll find it. When they find peace, they're going to go like that. That's what I'm called to do, yeah. Yeah, peace. Give me peace. And they're looking for peace and ways to find true peace. Yeah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Open that up, God. Open up the peace realm in Jesus' name, that they will walk in it, they will see it, they will know it, they will live in it. And in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. When you find peace, you start finding the will of God. Even if it's difficult, the peace is what we look at. When we find peace, true peace, then everything we're not having peace about gets worked out. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you both for that. Amen. One second here. All right. Okay. That whole thing was about peace. I mean, how do you find it? What you're born to do? It's really about who you're born to be with. It's the peace we have. Even though we have struggles, we all have struggles and battles in marriage and business and life. We have battles. It's not that we're not going to have peace about every little thing. But the main thing is that the peace I'm talking about is the inner peace of knowing that I'm doing what God has birthed me to do into this earth. That's what brings true peace. True peace. Yeah, true peace. In Jesus' name. And true peace will give us peace to work with things that are not so peaceful. Yep. We think changing things, rearranging things, and getting a new job, and getting a new this, a new that, a new car, a new thing, those are all fun, but they don't bring real peace, right? So cause eventually, some of that's going to get wore out. Yeah, amen. Okay. Amen. Bless you, God. Okay. All right. Cool, man. People having birthday today. Awesome. Thank you for that. All right. All right, here we go. Thank you, Jesus. Deborah and John, $120. Thank you, Deborah and John. Thank you, Lord, for blessing them, God. Thank you for this, for their faithfulness to you, God, that they're faithful not to people, but to you. But when we're faithful to you, you always draw us in to be faithful about a certain thing or a certain, you know, like our marriages, our families. But our marriage and families are not before God. When we put God first and seek God first before we put our marriage, for our children, before we do all that, we break all those soul ties, even with our children, even with our husband or wife. And we get God as our main soul tie, then he gives us the right kind of connections with our families, the right kind of connections and love for our families and our husbands and wives, our children, and the right love for the things that we're called to do. And the right, because, you know, when God calls you to do something, he'll give you a love to do that. It doesn't mean it's always easy, but he gives you love. When we love him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our, and he gives us his love for a certain thing, a certain calling, a certain ministry, a certain thing. And she was saying, so we look at everything from the way God looks at things instead of the way we would look at things. And I thank you, Lord, that you're opening their eyes, God, to seeing things through a new lens. Amen. And that a lot of systems are going to fail. A lot of systems are going to fall apart. And so being on the right side of the system is going to be everything. And I think, Lord, that that's what we're calling it to do, is be, to have a love for the right, for the true system of God. And whatever that is. The true system means not just a God-only system, but the one you fit to be a part of or fit to be with or whatever. Amen, in Jesus' name. When you give God all your love, not your children, not your husband, you give God all of your love, then you find yourself loving them in a way that it's greater than the love of a mother, love of a father. It's the love of God, because you're loving them with the love of God. You love, then you start loving the things you do and the things you call to do. Because when things get really hard, it's that love that speaks to us. When we want to quit, want to give up, want to move on, and say, you know, once you think, you know, I'm out of here, or whatever it is, it's love that causes you to be committed to whatever the thing is. Amen. All right, Donald and Tony, $126. Thank you to Donald and Tony. Thank you, Lord, for Donald. Thank you, God, for them. Thank you for their life, God. Thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice that they make, God, to serve you, to love you, to be willing to walk away from, like Abraham did, to walk away from mother and father, to, you know, go to that promised land. That God, you've called them. You set them apart to go to the promised land, to you know, separate from all other it's not that, you know, our parents have to be idolaters to walk with us. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with that God calling us to do what he says, what he wants, and not just what people want, right? And we do that. It's like Abraham and Sarah. God says, you know, he had them, you know, walk away from, you know, probably inheritance, all kinds of things, land and stuff that they, you know, his father died, and then he death after that. But God says, I want you to separate me, separate yourself from them. So he moved away from that whole thing and headed toward the promised land, and, you know, that's what they were called to do. And it's like Don and Tony, God, you called them to step away from other things and to walk toward that one purpose, that one thing, in Jesus' name. And because of that, you're going to bless them. Just like you did Abraham and Sarah, you're going to bless them, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Nicole, $417.77. Thank you, Nicole, for that. Thank you, Jesus, for the love of God, for the love of the Word, for the love of people, for the love of the truth, for the love of, being even the love of being broken, that when we become broken, that the love that we have, that when we get broken, God gives us new love for people. We can love them even though they know they're wrong. We can love them even when we know that, you know, they're thinking wrong, whatever the thing is. We can have compassion on them. We can have mercy on them. Because the love supersedes everything. Love outdoes everything. Love will love somebody when they don't even have. Why are they loving me? That's what happened to me when I got born again, Nicole. When I got born again, I'm thinking, why would God love me? I mean, I knew he loved me. It was like, I had nobody convinced me. God was just putting it all over me. I'm going, what is this? It's like, my God, this is amazing. How can you love me? I mean, I'm just like, you know. And God's love through you doing that very thing, loving people when, you know, like, what does she love me? What, you know, how do I get love for these people, for this thing, for this stuff? Yeah, it's amazing. It's the love of God. It's the greatest love of all. And then all the other loves are become more beautiful because of it. Amen. And we value people from the view of the love of God. We value them as God's creation, as God's love. That way we can love them even when they're wrong, when they're being a pain in the neck or whatever, because we look at them through love, through God's creation. Him who can do it in love. Amen. The right motive. All right, Kimberly, it is Derek's birthday. No, it's Kimberly's birthday. She said, pray for me, Derek. All right, $51.60. Thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus, for Kimberly and Derek. God, I thank you, Lord, for the eyes you've given them, the eyes of faith, to look at themselves and look at each other through the eyes of faith. That what they're going to be. Every time we don't agree or don't like something or have a struggle with somebody, if we can look at people through the eyes of faith. Jesus looked at Peter through the eyes of faith, even when he denied him, you know, even when he sunk in the water, even though he did, you know, all these things that Peter did. The reason Jesus told him he's going to feed his sheep is because he looked at Peter through the eyes of faith. He could see what he was going to do, where he was going to go. What about the mistakes he made now? We all make mistakes. He looked at Peter through the eyes of faith, that they will look at each other. Kimberly and Derek will look at each other through the eyes of faith. What Derek's going to be, what Kimberly's going to be. I love him now, but I'm, you know, yeah, in Jesus' name, I see God doing some things. We're going to great places in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord. Happy birthday to you. Also, birthday time. Yeah. All right. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for Kimberly, God, on her birthday, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This whole thing, like, it's Chris's birthday also. That's it. I didn't know that's her birthday. Chris and Jacob's. That's it. Hallelujah. It's birthday. You know what birthday means for me right now? Birthday means, what am I born to? What was I born this earth to do? Right, that has become an obsession with me more and more all the time. It's like Jesus with God, can you just cut past me? Oh, never mind. What I was born to do, that's what I'll do. You know, he put that above everything, what he was born to do. And yeah, so that's when he said, okay, to the cross. Amen, because he's born to do that. Thank you, Lord, that Kimberly will say yes to you about the things that she's born to do. Everything else is like secondary. That's number one. Sure, that opener up to that Jesus. I mean, you call her to love and to bless and be a blessing. You're blessing her to be a blessing. I mean, Cheryl, $50. Thank you, Lord, for Cheryl. Thank you, Lord, for the work you're doing, God, for the beauty, for the beautiful work you're doing in Cheryl's life, God, for the glory of God in her to be cleansing her system, not just her physical system. You're going to cleanse her physical system, wash out a lot of stuff. Like that's what, you know, God had me start doing not long ago. It's at another level, cleansing my body, cleansing my mind, everything, clean my brain out, just so I can think clear and, you know, be sharper and all that. I'm not perfect. That's by a long shot, but I'm getting, you know, better in many ways. It's really cool. So thank you, Lord, that you're developing her, God, with a new anointing, preparing her to be able to take upon herself, you know, the calling of God, the love of God, the purpose of God, that evangelistic shepherd's heart you've given her, God, to evangelize, see people get right with God, stay right with God, and learn how to sing the praises of God and keep their heart, a melody in their heart at all times. Amen. Amen. A melody. Keep a melody in her heart at all times, God. Melodies help us. Songs help us work through things. Songs help us, you know, see things. It's kind of the songs and music are the part that makes us fly. When we're singing and worshiping, we're flying. That's when we fly. Our wings. Worship is about, look at that. Worship, wings. Wings of worship. Whoa, there you go. That's a new one. The wings. So when you're worshiping, that's when you're flying. You see things from a different perspective when you're worshiping. You got a song in your heart. Yeah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let it be done. All right, a new song. To fly with. Cool. Oh, my gosh, you did. All right, so we're going to pray for you. You know what? Where did I go? Yes, and then plus $100. So, and then $100. I thought I had that on there. I thought I did have that on there. You know what? What did I do with that? Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Thank God y'all helped me keep straight here. So, right. Thank you very much. Wow. God bless you. Yes. And somehow I don't know what I did. I did. I saw that in the app. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, because we want to bring that before God. It's like the $100 thing is, I think, what a, maybe the reason that I messed it up, I don't know, I'm just kind of messing with this, but is that the $100 thing is like, you know, the offering to God, like a sweet-smelling savor to God. Like, God, take everything, help me to worship you into my new breakthrough, help me to sing and worship you into my new thing so that I can, have that sweet smelling. So everything, you know, the reason that the Jewish people, when they took Passover, there was bitter herbs in there, wasn't because they were bitter people. It's because they went through bitter times. Like we all go through bitter times, right? I've been through some bitter times, you know, even lately, you know, some bitter times. And so they ate the bitter to remember the struggles that they went through. So I thank you, Lord, that the bitter things, the hard things that Cheryl's gone through, with, you know, losing her daddy, all the different things that she's gone through, that the sweet-smelling savor, it makes it sweet, that you turn it sweet, Jesus. You're going to turn it into sweetness. Amen, as a testimony, as a witness of how God can take things that in our lives, that everybody has things, but turning them sweet, putting the sweet in the bitter, you know, making it like, you know, lemon, and making it lemonade type thing. And I thank you, Lord, that her worship, that's one thing God's giving you, Cheryl, is a worshiping heart and to turn things into sweet. And then Ryan and Austin, okay, thank you for that. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, and for Ryan and Austin, God, we lift them up. We lift her seed up to you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Ryan, God, that Ryan's heart will always remember things that you've spoken to him about, that you showed him, that you've seen. But I see him getting just like a whole new look at God, a whole new look at who he is, a whole new look at, you know, what God has called him to do and called him to be in Jesus' name. He's going to go from being a look at it, looking at it from a young perspective to a more mature perspective in Jesus' name. And in the calling of God in his life is to be a blessing. God's going to bless him in many different ways, not just one way, but in many different ways. Financially, socially, God's going to bless him in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for that. And hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Ryan, and thank you, Lord, for Austin. God, we just bless Austin tonight. God, we thank you that Austin be the person who brings freedom, because, you know, Austin understands bondage. He understands. He's seen his friends, you know, people in bondage. We watch people in bondage. And he sees that, and he sees how easy it is to fall into that, the traps of the enemy, how sneaky they are. I mean, we look at people who have messed up their lives, and we go, like, man, they're just stupid. No, the enemy was very strategic, used things, and used friends, and used things. Like he did with me. He got me into all kinds of things, just kind of like, I didn't even know what I was doing, and he trapped me. But then God used it when he set me free to help other people get set free. So I think of that for Austin, God, in Jesus' name, that he will be able to help people realize the traps that the enemy set up for them, how good he is at trapping people and keep them, bring them out of those traps and to keep them from getting trapped. Amen. Give them wisdom on how to keep from getting trapped in Jesus' name. Amen. In the spirit of freedom in his life, God. Amen. To not only free himself, but to free others in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To worship and all that whole thing. Come forth. Come forth. Come forth. Come forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. I must be getting better at praying or something. I seem to be finishing up faster. Okay, give me a second here. Check stuff out. All right, cool, man. All right, I think that's it tonight. Let's see here. Okay. Okay. I think that's basically, let me check one more thing here. Hang on a second. Okay. All right, Shannon. Oops, Shannon. All right, let's pray for Shannon. $20. Thank you, Shannon, for that. Okay. Let me go back here. Give me a minute. All right. All right. The God will bring my wife, for Shannon, health, strength, vitality, prosperity, remove interferences, neutral and spiritual. Neutral and spiritual. Please make a way. Yeah. God, we just thank you for your intervention, God. We thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace, God, and to bring those things that his wife, God, bring that wife, God, that make him, you'll keep him healthy and strong for him, God. Give him that vitality, God, in Jesus' name, to be what he knows that he's been born to do. The thing that you've been born to do, bro, that's it. That's what that's what God keeps us healthy for, is to do his will. Do the thing that we're born to do. These are the people that we're born to be with. Amen, in Jesus' name. And remove all the interferences, the neutral and spiritual, the natural and spiritual, sorry. The natural and spiritual realm, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. The blood of Jesus over Shannon, God. We thank you, Lord, for your glory, for your peace upon his life. In Jesus' name, that he will discover, Father, your what he has been born to do. Amen. That's a thread of words tonight. People are born to this, what God's awakening us to, that we seek after that, and all the other things get added to us. Seek first the kingdom of God, or the things that we've been born to do, we were brought into this earth to do. We seek that first, and then God will add, you know, he adds the wife, he adds the health, because we have to be healthy and strong and have vitality and prosperity to do it, right? Yes, then he removes those interferences, natural and spiritual. Please make a way in Jesus' name, God. Open it up. Open it up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The blood, the covenant blood over my brother. In Jesus' name, my blood, covenant blood over my brother in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. All right, I think that's about it for tonight. All right. Okay, give me a second here. We'll do some stuff. Oh no, I didn't see that. I didn't see that on there. I know.
No, I didn't. Ryan and Brooke are looking to buy a house. They said they want to get married, but don't have the money. I told them, "Do right, and God will provide." Yeah. Amen. Well, you know that. Yes, so thank you, Jesus. We lift up Ryan and Brooke, God, tonight. We thank you for your love for them, God. We thank you, Jesus, for your washing them and watching over them, Jesus, and your blessed hope that you have for them. Ryan will never forget that, God, that he will remember the things you've called him to be blessed with. You know, he's looking for love. He has love. He's looking for love, but he has love, but he wants that connection. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for fixing all that, working on all that, helping with all that, Jesus, and buying the house and all that stuff. God, let that commitment begin to draw them together to do the real commitment thing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless them, God. Increase them and multiply them, God. In the name of Jesus. See it. Yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff, man. Got to work through all that stuff. God help us. Thank God for that. Yeah, I see it on there now. Pray for Ryan and Brooke. They're looking for a house to buy. Yeah, I see it now. Thank you. I did miss that. Thanks for making me aware of that. All right. I'm going to get it all right here. Jesus. Then we have, I think, Nicole. Yeah, Nicole. Yes, Nicole offering. Okay. Again, $3. Thank you for that. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you for that $3 offering. Thank you, Jesus, for that. The completion room, God, with Nicole, bringing that completion room, God, where you complete things. You know, we start things, and then some things we just develop from one level to the next. Other things we come to a completion, and then we work it. And then we start another new beginning, like new beginnings. I thank you, Lord, that we can always have a new beginning. Your mercy, your grace is new every morning. Your mercies are new every morning. Something's new every morning. There's some things that are new every morning. Some things are new, you know, and we finish the process of something so we can start something new. We thank you, Lord, for all the new processes, all the new things, to complete a thing so we can get to, because we're always going to keep going on. God, you know, some people say when God created the heavens and the earth, that there's still being heavens created and things being created. It's the same thing with God in us. We keep, you know, we just go from one thing to the next and keep growing and never finish. It's for eternity. It's unlimited. But we thank you, Lord, that everything needs to have a completion point to start a new beginning. So we thank you, Jesus, for all the completions and for new beginnings, God. And Jesus, we just offer it up to you, God, spirit, soul, and body, a complete offering, Jesus, that it be offered up to you in completion. And that complete, this offering is a completion thing, God, to complete. And so you complete something, and then you start something new, a new beginning. It's always going to be like that. Amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Hang on a second. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Hang on a second. All right, y'all, it has been like really a crazy week for me. I've really been busy all this the coin stuff and the business part, man, it's been like really wild, a real blast. And to watch it all begin to happen, it's just kind of shocking, cool. And listen, whatever you've been doing, you know, it doesn't matter what you've been messing up on or what you've been doing good. Just if you mess up on stuff, you know, I do the same thing. Just get it right. You know, get it right. Get it, turn it around. It's just Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn anybody for anything. We're all learning. We're all growing. We're all making mistakes. We're all doing good. Sometimes we don't always do good. We mess up. We think we're doing the right thing. We're not. So what? You know, we regroup and we go again. Peter, you know, sunk in the water. He denied Jesus. He did all kinds of things. And yet he turned right around and said, you're going to feed my sheep. So just learn from your stuff. That's the thing. Ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth is what we don't want, right? We want to be ever learning and coming to the knowledge of the truth. So those, you know, yeah. So this is the forgiveness of God, the love of God is unfathomable. It's so wealthy, so rich. It's so Joseph forgave his brothers because he realized that God used them to get him where he was going. So if, you know, people do things sometimes, it's to help us get where we're going. Yeah, anyway, really, really cool. So we're all going to go where God wants us to go. And just got to keep hanging in there. And if you mess up something, just get it right and move on. But get it right God's way. Don't just get it right your own way. Get it right God's way. And when you do it, get it right God's way, then it says the Father forgives you. If you don't, the Father doesn't forgive you. I can forgive you, but if you don't get it right with God, God's way, like David did, he knew that if he can get it right with God, he can get it right with all the people. But if he can get it right with God, we should. So I strive to get it right with God, right? So, but yet getting right with God sometimes means getting it right with people too. So there can be restoration. So it all works out for good, man. Just don't give up. Don't quit. Keep trucking in there. Because sometimes we think we're doing God a favor. And we're not. I mean, it's like you can use it, you know. Yeah, if somebody is mature, it can be used for the glory of God. So that's that with Jesus. It's amazing. So we're going to have messed up people. We're going to have people growing and learning and sheep that make mistakes. So for what? Jesus doesn't look at it like we do. Oh, they messed up. So the, you know, you have to be able to, it's not always about forgiveness. Sometimes it is about trust, learning to trust. It's hard to trust people when they've been untrustworthy. Doesn't mean you don't love them. If they've been untrustworthy, you have to watch them because they keep thinking they're going to do the right thing and they don't, you know. So we have to watch over them until they get over it. All right? It's all good. Everything's good. God is good. God's blessings are amazing. Don't let the enemy get you knocked off now. We're just getting warmed up. Literally. I feel like we're just getting warmed up, man. I mean, literally, physically. Literally. It's going to be amazing. So whatever you got to do to get right with God, whatever how little it is or how big it is, doesn't matter. It's going to be fine. It's all going to be good. All right, we love everybody. Thank you so much for everything tonight. And we'll talk to y'all later. I think that's literally it. Yep, that's it. All right, good night, everybody. See you Monday. Right.